Hills.
Oh, are we back?
By Weezer.
I knew we were.
Yeah. We were dancing along there.
Yeah, I quite liked a bit of that. I've not heard that before. Yeah. Beverly Hills. Of course, now, of course, international superstar Ricky Gervais. You're never out of Beverly Hills, right?
Good link.
Yeah. Thanks very much.
Well, I am actually. I mean, I do stay in Beverly Hills when I'm in LA, but I try and do stuff out of New York as much as I can. Well, I try and do stuff out of my house in London as much as I can.
Yeah.
But sometimes they go, no, we really do need you here.
Yeah.
I think LA's okay, but yeah. New York, that's
yeah,
it's my kind of town.
I love New York because you can walk and it never runs out. It's so iconic everywhere you go. Yeah. There's something about it. It's nearly spiritual just walking around New York from when you first see the skyline approaching that to just down on the street. I don't know what it is. Mm. I think it beckons. I think a year ago I'd have said no. I'm gonna live and die in England. But if there was a place, if I couldn't live in England, it would certainly be New York.
So you can actually imagine leaving, can you?
I could. Well, we've got a place there, and we try and get over there any excuse, you know.
Yeah.
Particularly if someone else is paying. Sure. That's always good.
Where did you film The Invention of Lying? Which comes out on DVD on Monday, DVD and Blu-ray on Monday. You see, I'm pulling this back.
This is brilliant. You are brilliant.
You two are just, you're going off piste. And I'm here with bits of paper in front of me.
I like it because it's blatant and it's honest that people come on these shows to plug something. Yeah. They don't come to hang out with you two.
Yeah.
They come because they've got a DVD out.
Definitely don't.
Live it. Live with it.
We felt like you had come to just hang out until someone comes in the record and goes, hey, you must mention the DVD, thank you.
I know, that was very nice of them.
Yeah.
I'm quite happy just chat about stuff. Yes, it was filmed in Massachusetts.
Oh.
Boston area.
Nice. Yeah. I've never been there.
It was... it's not as nice as you'd imagine. We were in a little place. It was a little bit... run down. The film company said, you can use the private jet weekends to go to New York. And I thought, I won't do that every weekend. So I couldn't wait to get on that plane. Fridays, I'd run from the set, get the plane on there, New York for the weekend. Because things do run out in Massachusetts, unlike New York. it's the difference if filming in Slough and maybe the West End of London.
Right.
That's what it's right. Like. Yeah. Nothing wrong with Massachusetts, lovely parts, but,
it's up when you've got the personal jet at your...
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not too good for the... carbon footprint.
No,
but then
not
I don't
brilliant.
Drive. Don't drive, do I?
Oh, well,
do you not drive because you can't, or because you don't choose not to?
Oh, I'm worried about the planet. No, because I can't.
I can't drive either.
No, I've never learned. I haven't tried and failed. Let's get the context. It's not like I couldn't. It's like I've never bothered.
Never tried.
Yeah. Well, I always thought my first car should be chauffeur driven. I just had to wait till I was 36.
It's unusual though, isn't it?
I think so.
It's not easy in Los Angeles either. I mean, you're looked on as some kind of mentally subnormal creation if you don't drive a car.
Can you tell me how to walk to so-and-so? They'd say...
Well, you don't.
The thing is, they go out for a drink in Los Angeles. They say, I'll see you in so-and-so bar. And they go, it's about 11 miles down Sunset.
Yeah.
I mean, 11 miles? That's a holiday from people in England. We say, I'll meet you in my kitchen. There's some beers cold. It's ridiculous. We'd never dream of going that far. But they just whiz down. The freeways are good.
Yeah.
And the cars are big and air. You know, they do whiz around. Steve Merchant was walking once in LA and someone shouted, you loser. Like that. Because he was, well, he thinks he was walking. I think it's because he looks like a loser.
And you directed, co-directed Dimension Lying, is that right?
Yes, written and directed my directorial debut with a guy called Matt Robinson. That was my first try. That's,
yeah.
A little practice there. Second is Cemetery Junction.
Yes, which comes out this year.
Comes out in April.
Out in April, myself and Stevens.
Now, when you're directing these big movies, which presumably have quite a lot of funding behind them, because you're famous for... liking to stop around lunchtime, right?
Yes.
So when there's millions of dollars and presumably lots of executive producers, do you feel the need to go on longer in the day, or do you?
No, I feel the need to work quicker. No, the hours are good.
In order to stop at the same time.
Yeah, I do. I do what they call French hours. I do sort of like 9 till 5:30.
Okay.
You can get it all done in that time, really.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's not the Matrix. They're the things that take a bit of time. Prosthetics and
special effects.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, when you're dealing with a, I suppose, a Woody Allen-esque comedy, you know, people talking, social faux pas, which we do, it, you know, the biggest bit of action is someone walking through a door and sitting down. And I've even realised that early on as an actor, right? Now I'm in charge, it's different. You see, if you do a scene, you know this, you're sitting down, the door goes, you get up, you let them in, right? Now, you do that all day then. You're up and down all day with all the different angles. Yeah. Now I change the script to come in. And so now they come in and they sit down. I get a two shot. Yeah. I'm sitting down all day.
And you're still home in time for Countdown.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's it. Yeah. Yeah, at least Deal or No Deal.
Yes, because Countdown's that bit earlier now, isn't it?
Never seen Countdown. New people on them. I don't know who they are now.
Have you stood in for someone on Countdown?
No, I've never been on it.
You done Dictionary Corner?
If it's not a euphemism, no, I haven't.
No.
Is that that's tough, isn't it? Have you done it?
Is it conundrums or something?
I can't. Or is it anagrams?
I've got two conundrums in my life.
Yeah.
It's terrible, isn't it? It's terrible. I mean, I think I'm really smart, but I hate it when I can't. Like, watching University Challenge, if I get 10 right in the whole...
That's an amazing night.
In an episode?
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be very high score.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah. Isn't it?
But then there's got to be like science questions or the pop round that they never get any pop. It's terrible, isn't it? But Carl Pilkington now, he's given up trying to get an answer right. So now he just guesses who's going to answer. That's what he plays at home. He guesses who's going to answer the question.
Manchester.
Exactly, yeah. Which is a lovely game to play at home. He never got anything right. So then, for a while, he just said the answer egg to everything, thinking that one day...
Yeah,
that would be the question. What is an embryonic form of a chicken egg?
Has he hit Peter? Yeah.
What character did Andy Lincoln play?
What did Ricky's mum used to grate on a salad?
Egg. Brilliant. He'd have got three. He'd have got three right on that episode.
Yeah. We're going to play one more record. We're going to come back for a little bit more of Ricky Gervais.
Excellent.
We're going to nail him to the seat.
When I said excellent, I didn't mean... Excellent, it's Ricky Gervais. I was just sort of going, oh, excellent, brilliant. Yeah, I'd love to stick
music.
Around. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I meant.
Yeah, well spun. That was good. It
just came after my name. We're going to play a record after Ricky Gervais. Excellent. Let's get that clear straight away.
This is Fireflies.
Excellent.
Owl City.
Excellent.